This is Linda Morgan for More FM and The River. I'm speaking with Dr. Mustafa Herjee, Niagara's Acting Medical Officer of Health. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
You're very welcome.
So I wanted to ask you, earlier this week, the province expanded eligibility of fourth COVID-19 vaccines to people aged 18 and older. So what's your reaction to the news?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of speculation that this was coming. It's certainly, I think, welcome news to give that option to people to get that additional dose. We are going through another wave of COVID-19, and I think for some people, having this additional dose is going to be something they're really seeking out. I think this is different, though, than the first three doses of the vaccine we got. Those first three doses are absolutely essential for us to have good immunity, especially good immunity to severe outcomes. This fourth dose is actually much smaller in the benefit it provides. It gives us a little bit of a boost for sure, but it's only a small boost. The other issue with the fourth dose now is that this fall we are going to be hopefully getting some Omicron variant specific booster vaccine doses. And getting a vaccine dose now possibly will impact your ability to get those or the timing in which you can get those doses in the fall. We don't know for sure. And so there's a little bit of a trade-off for people whether they want to get the additional protection now or maybe they want to hold out, get the protection in the fall, winter, when we probably expect the risk is going to be even greater and have the chance to get that Omicron-specific booster.
Okay. And how quickly would you recommend getting a fourth dose?
Yeah. So the recommendation for a fourth dose is, you know, ideally wait about 6 months before you get it. Our immune systems really do best when we space out the vaccine doses a little bit. You may remember, you know, in the first days of the vaccine campaign here in Canada, we spaced it out by several weeks rather than going that narrow 3 week that, you know, other countries like the U.S. did. And it actually played out that we ended up with better immunity and longer lasting immunity because we spaced out those first two doses. And so the same principles at play here, that ideally you want to wait 6 months after your previous dose before getting this one. That being said, after 12 weeks, you are eligible to get that dose. And if you're concerned about your risk in the near future, you may want to choose to do that anyway.
Okay. And according to Niagara Region Public Health, only about half of Niagara's residents have had a third dose. How many doses would you say, what would you recommend to people?
Yeah, so this is really a three-dose vaccine now. It started off as a two-dose vaccine, but once the Omicron variant came, two doses was no longer giving us very good immunity. We needed the three doses. So this is really a three-dose vaccine, and I'd absolutely recommend that everybody needs to go out and get that third dose. I don't think there's really any exception to that. When it comes to the fourth dose, I think this one's a bit more of an optional. And again, it's really about what people perceive their risk. We are going through a wave right now. If you're really concerned about your risk in the coming weeks, you're going to perhaps be in situations where you're concerned you might be higher risk. Maybe there's people in your family who are going to be visiting or who are undergoing health care that you want to make sure are protected. Maybe makes a lot of sense for you to get that fourth dose. For other people, you might feel that maybe I want the fourth dose and be sure I can get it in the fall when the risk is higher, when those new variant-specific booster doses are out, and you're going to be wanting to delay. And I think both are very reasonable choices for people to make. The key thing, though, is that if you don't have those three doses, that absolutely you want to get right away.
And do you think more needs to be done to encourage people to roll up their sleeves for their third shot?
I do absolutely think more should be done. You know, I think one of the things that really helped us get the first two doses really high in Ontario is there was really good, strong messaging from the provincial government around that. And so I'd like to see much stronger provincial messaging, a much stronger campaign about the importance of getting that third dose, and that the three doses is really the baseline standard everybody should have. I think having some incentives to encourage people and nudge them to get that third dose would be a good idea. You know, we have a government that loves tax cuts. Everybody loves to get a tax cut and get more money back in our pocket. I would give a tax cut to people who get that third dose. It's going to save the government money long term in terms of preventing healthcare costs, in terms of having a more productive economy. Let's give people a tax cut to give them that encouragement to make sure they get that third dose. And I personally would like to see that, you know, we update our proof of vaccination tool to bring it back. Maybe not require people places have to use it, but give it as a tool that they may choose that they want to use during this wave and have that proof of vaccination tool have three doses. That could be another encouragement. I'd also recommend the province maybe wants to look again at vaccine policies and places like healthcare, places where we know people are going to be at high risk, to make sure that they're optimally protected.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
You're very welcome. And if I may just add one quick other message, is of course, since we are going through another wave, I'd really encourage everybody to keep wearing your masks right now indoors and when in crowds outdoors, to make sure we're all staying safe and keeping those around us safe.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
That was Niagara's top doctor, Dr. Mustapha Herjee. I'm Linda Morgan for More FM and the River.